The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by Eno, the Capital One assistant. What's in your wallet?
This is the Will Cain podcast on ESPN Radio.
The best sports movie of the last decade. The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can help us set the big board. Our brainstorming session, your favorite sports movie since 2010 at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Coming up in this hour of the show, let's revisit whether or not you buy a single thing. Honestly, that most people are selling you in the world today. The latest example is Pete Carroll on the regrets he has about not signing Colin Kaepernick. I'm telling you. Up is down, left is right, everything is backwards because people have so little regard for the truth. Weakness wins the day. Please don't hurt me. I'll say whatever you want me to say. The truth has no weight. I'll give you the latest example of that coming up a little bit later here on the Will Cain Show. Plus, buckle in because our old buddy Ryan Hollins is going to drop by. Who knows where that conversation... Ryan's been tame the last couple of times, don't you think, guys? He's kind of kept it... He's kept his 18-wheeler between the lines, I would say so. Wouldn't you, Nuno?
Yeah, he's not listening. He has definitely been...
This thing is coming... You know, we're heading down the home stretch here. And as a percentage base, times I toss it to Nuno and I get a response. What do you think we're at? 50? I mean, 50 at high end, right?
See, you talk about telling the truth, right? Like,
hey, look,
we've been working with only two people in studio, right? So that means now whoever, one of the people, Bubba, runs the board, and whoever else is here, either myself, Pat, or Mike A, are answering the phones. I'm trying to get you a caller.
So this wasn't a problem before coronavirus?
It probably was.
Okay,
no, see,
well then,
here's the, no, I listen to you, but I don't hear you, or I hear you, I don't listen to you, because, like, you'll say something, right, and I'll read completely the opposite of what you're saying.
I know. What's your point?
Nothing's going to change for the next couple weeks.
I guess even if he heard you, I don't know what his point is. I don't know.
That the words that come out of your mouth also reflect the ones that are going to your ear? We can't figure out exactly what you're hearing or anything like that?
I guess even if he heard your question, he wouldn't have been listening and he wouldn't...
No, I heard your question. Ryan has been great the last couple of times that he's been on with us. More reserved, he's focused. Love it.
Hey, Bubba. Starting next week, we're going to start playing some of the greatest hits of this show over the last 2.5 years. But last night, you played for me that one for the guy that calls into Stephen A's show. Should we wait on that, or
Curry?
Is this a perfect time?
No, that we got to wait on that one.
Why? It's so good. It's so good.
But it's so bad.
But it's so apropos to you and your communication and whatever's going on with you hearing the opposite of what I'm saying. Okay, we'll play it next week. You're right, because I got to unpack it, and then what happened afterwards with Terry and the whole thing. It was a massive train wreck.
I mean, overall, though, next week, all listeners, just a heads up, we've got some gems. Like, Nuno, Pat, and I, yesterday after the show, we're going through the folder, and over 2.5 years, there are some great cuts from everyone. Josina's in there, you're in there, you know, back when Cerruti was in there, we got... Everyone's in there. It might even be a Dockage sighting. There's all types of people.
You're going to hang in for next week and the week after when we play some of the most, I don't know if we'd call them Hall of Fame worthy or Hall of Shame worthy moments here on the Will Cain Show over the last 2.5 years. This weekend, so Ryan Hollins is coming up. We'll see if he's, you know, capable of keeping it out of the ditches today. But here's what's happening. Here's our weekend homework. You know we've done this every weekend since the coronavirus pandemic has come in. We've been playing draft our favorite movies of a given genre. We've done buddy cop movies. We've done legal movies. We've done war movies. We've done psychological thrillers and movies that take place at sea. For this weekend, for the first time, we are doing sports movies. The best sports movies. But before you start calling in at 888-729-3776, we're not doing any Rockies. No Rocky IVs. We're not doing Hoosiers. The general consensus on the show, and I think this was unanimous, was we just don't want to spend our weekend watching Rudy. All right? We just don't want to do it. Can't explain it. We've seen them enough. Don't need to see the movies we've seen 15 times for the 16th and 17th time. Don't need to do that. So what we have done is we've limited it to the past decade. Best sports movies since 2010. We will draft about 1 hour from now on the Will Cain Show, our favorites. And as always, we'll go home this weekend. We'll watch them, come back next week, and vote on who drafted the best and the worst. So I want to hear from you. Let's now set the big board. All right. What are some of the best sports movies since 2010? I'll start us off with two. This one's obvious. A lot of people will say this. Creed. It's in the Rocky franchise, but it did come out post 2010. So a lot of people are probably going to look to Creed. Another one, Moneyball. Really good. I think the fun thing is our big board is not going to be able to be quite as big as usual just over the last 10 years. But I do have some nominations, and I do think there's some very good ones right now on the Shell Penzo performance line. So let's go. David in Tennessee, what belongs up there?
Hey, Will, man. I'll give you my movie. I just wanted to let you know. Love your show, and I'm going to miss you, and wherever you go, I will be following you.
Thank you, man.
And, my movie, though, is The Fighter, Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale.
Absolutely. Great one. I would venture to say somebody will probably draft The Fighter. Or we're idiots if we don't. And trust me, we are idiots. So there's a really good chance, actually, now I say that we won't. This one better be drafted. This is a great movie. Tyler from Washington. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, well, Ken, I love the show. I try to listen every day when I can. Absolutely love your take on pretty much anything.
Thank you.
Warrior starring Tom Hardy.
Yes. Yes.
That makes you feel some type of way every time I watch it. I watched 20 times, no joke, and the rewatch value is amazing.
Even with five idiots like us, there's no way Warrior goes undrafted. Like, there's just no way. Warrior is too good of a movie to go undrafted. Speaking of that exact idea, Kenny from Orlando. What's up, Kenny?
Well, coming to you from the hotbed of sports, Orlando, Florida. So this definitely is not going to be a first round pick at all, but it's one of those, this is so bad, it's entertaining, but the movie Draft Day, because it's got some of the best P. Diddy acting I've ever seen.
Here's the thing. If somebody drafts Draft Day this weekend, I'm not going to be mad. I'm ready to rewatch it. I don't know that I've seen it more than once, and I love the NFL draft so much, I'm willing to watch a bad movie about the NFL draft. That's how much I love the NFL draft. So, Pat, if you draft Draft Day, I won't be upset with you. This is probably one that Pat will draft. Like, if we're being serious, I've never seen this, but this seems like a Pat-type movie. John in Kansas City.
Mr. Will Cain, two things before I give my movie. One, I'm going to miss you because I don't know where I'm going to get my truth anymore. And number two, I think you should start a game called Will Cain's Monopoly on the Truth, and it's just where you land about hot takes. That's just a suggestion.
Thank you. It's a great job. It's actually a great suggestion. I'm going to get to work on that. That's a money maker.
Circle patent pending. I want a percentage. Anyway, underrated and a throwback to the 80s kind of raunchy movies, but still a great sports movie nonetheless. Smidge on the cheese factor, but still great.
Is this a dramatic pause, John? Or did you say
it's out? Goon.
Oh, you did? Goon. Okay, you cut out on us there. I was like, wow, that's a dramatic pause. All right, Goon, John, thank you for that. Pat, that seems like a movie you would pick, Pat. Have you seen that?
Goon?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen Goon, and I've never seen the other one that you said I would pick.
Draft Day?
Oh, no, Draft Day. No, I have seen that. Just kidding. The movie's ridiculous.
Can I just
Goon
quick,
is Sean, what's his name?
Sean
he's
William
Stifler.
Scott.
Yeah, Stifler from American Pie, and he's a hockey
great
fighter
man.
Type. Yeah.
Can I just real quick, I love our callers, well, some of them. Guys, 2010, not 1979, not 2000, 2010.
2000.
I had some guy was like, oh, the fish that saved Pittsburgh. I'm like, dude, 1979. No, that came out a couple years ago. They might have remade it. I'm like, no. Like,
did you
on.
Look that up? Was he right, though?
No,
you're
he
not,
did not.
Did
he,
you ever look up the Smoky Mountains versus the Blue Ridge things? Were you right on that? Did you look
don't
it up?
Don't you just wait.
Yeah, there will be a conflicting question come this Wednesday that'll just be completely different.
Here's what we have so far on the big board. The Fighter, Moneyball, Warrior, Creed, Draft Day, Goon. Here's a couple others I'd put in there. Chasing Mavericks. I always love a good surfing movie. And Ford versus Ferrari. Got to throw that in there as well. Keep them coming, 888-729-3776. We'll draft about 1 hour from now. The best sports movies since 2010. Coming up, put on your seatbelts if you're driving. I don't really know where it could go from here, so hands at 10 and 1. Ryan Hollins is on next on The Will Cain Show.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically, all on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
I'm getting more suggestions on best sports movies since 2010. You can keep them coming at 888-729-3776 or on my Twitter feed at Will Cain. It is The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Watch new Shower Sessions videos now at youtube.com/progressive. We'll draft our favorite sports movies coming up 1 hour from now. But on our phone lines is former NBA player and co-host of the Opinionated Seven Footers podcast. It is Ryan Hollins. What's up, man?
What's going on, brother, man? It's been a minute. I thought we'd be hashing out these racial debates, man. That's kind of been our thing for a while, Will.
Do you want to do that? Do you want to hash that out, or you want to get to the NBA first?
You know I got about 4 hours of content for you, brother. Whatever you got, man. Whatever you got is good with me, baby.
Hashing out these racial. Well, here's the thing, Ryan, man. We've been having these conversations on the show, and it's, I don't know, man. It changes on a day-to-day basis because, let's do it for a second. I've just watched this thing go, Ryan. This is where I am. I've watched it go from 100% universal agreement that what happened to George Floyd was an absolute travesty. And right, left, black, white, that was something everyone agreed upon. And there needed to be accountability. I think you could go a next step further and say, you also had a vast agreement that there is a necessity to address police brutality and policing procedures in the United States of America. We need to have serious conversations and debate about how much racism plays a role in the killing of unarmed people, black or white, in this country, but also policing at the lower levels. But it's gone on from there, Ryan, and now it's like, you know, I think we all should stand against racism at an individual level. It's kind of taken on this almost like religious tenor now, where it's like, how do you prove enough that you're against racism? It's social media posts, and it's canceling this and canceling that. And I do think it's kind of going in this direction that is not only not productive, but it's destructive. But that's like, Ryan, that's 2 weeks worth of evolution right now on this subject, just in this current news cycle.
Well, I'll put it as simply as this. And, you know, it's funny. We've been addressing debates like this for a while, Will, and you've even come up with the concept. I'm not sure if there was a lady who was banned because she would sing the national anthem, and you said, well, if you're going to get rid of her, you got a lot more things to get rid of. And Will, I can't remember, you probably.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And you're like, well, if you're going to get rid of her, there's a lot more things you need to get rid of. Well, Will, it's time to get rid of those things. That's the reality, because you and I walk in different shoes. And we can all acknowledge that with something as simple as the Confederate flag, right? You may say, well, for the Confederate flag, that means that's my heritage. That's, I'm a Southerner. That's what that means for me. But for an African American, you see slavery. You see something that hurts. Well, I'll put it like this. We're both married men. We've had things in our life that maybe meant, you know, a happy time for us when we were single, a happy time for us. And when you get married to your wife, she may have a problem with that, something that meant a happy time for you. But you know what it didn't mean? That picture of you and your old girlfriend or an old scenario, what it didn't mean or what it didn't value is your marriage. So now that people are taking a deeper look into equality, Will, the line is being drawn in the sand that either you're racist or you're not. Either you love equality and you're with the black, the brown, the white, the yellow, every single color, or you're not. So something that may have seemed harmless in the past in your own opinions, now you open your heart up and your mind and see empathy to see that something like the Confederate flag really hurts and it needs to go. And there's really zero tolerance for that in the world today, and it should have been, you know. And I'll say this, Will, as a last thought on this, you know, Will, African Americans were always taught, in a sense, that, and I'm not going to say everybody because I don't like to generalize. Hey, man, don't bring up racism. Don't bring these things up, guys, because you didn't go through slavery, you didn't go through segregation, you didn't have to. You guys have it good, so don't complain. But at the same time, we've been harassed, we've been treated as less, we haven't had the same opportunity. So the mindset was just be happy with what you got. And so people of other color, people of other races said, well, it's not, racism's not that big of a deal. So now people are speaking out. So some may be surprised that was it that big of a deal? Was it always there? No, we just weren't really allowed to speak on it. And it was kind of a happy with what you have type of mentality.
I appreciate that. I agree with some of what you just said, and I disagree with some of what you just said. Ryan Hollins here on The Will Cain Show. I agree with you on the Confederate flag. We talked about this yesterday. Whatever meaning that might have had for some people, or even what meaning it retains today for some people, has to be placed secondary to the wide meaning it has for so many. And empathy has to drive the day on that. I agree with you. It's time for NASCAR to retire the Southern flag from its raceways. Not the Southern flag, the Confederate flag from its raceways. The part I disagree with you on is this, Ryan. So the thing you said about it's time to take, you brought up the statue debate that we had a while back, right? And you said, I had said at the time, well, then you have a lot more work to do, a lot more things to take down. And you said it's time to take them down. But the only one you then addressed was the Confederate flag. What I would say with this is, we know, by the way, that that's not the only place society is currently debating what we do and do not take down, right? Statues of Christopher Columbus are being torn down as we speak. There was, a prominent personality on CNN the other night saying it's time to take down Washington and Jefferson memorials. So and then you said you have to decide it's either you're racist or you're not. That's what I disagree with. You can go back in history and you will find every person will fail to live up to your modern standards, correct standards of morality. Everyone will fail, Ryan, of every race, every ethnicity, every country, and every background. Everyone will fail. And you know who else will fail, Ryan? We will fail. We will fail history's test. Our grandchildren and their grandchildren will look back to the time that we are living today, and we have no idea what it will be. We have no idea right now what it will be, but they will say we were wrong and evil for those things. And the question will become, will our life be defined by that? And so when we go back and you say Kate Smith, who was the lady who had the statue torn down, is she defined by those songs that she sang or the totality of her life in the time that she did these things? And the same thing with Washington and the same thing with Jefferson can't be boiled down as simply to you're either racist or you're not.
I agree, Will. I don't think it's fair to look back and judge those people in the past, but I'll bring this up for you. So the lady had some, you know, racist things in her past history, right? Things that went on, right? And so you kind of brush, you brush them aside and you celebrate them per se, right? And you say, you know, let's focus on the positives. Will, what we're trying to get rid of now, and when I say we, I speak everyone. I mean black, brown, white, Latin, everybody. What we're trying to get rid of is the unfair treatment. because that's where white privilege comes
important.
Into play.
Yes,
if that was an African American that had a slip up, they are gone. They are totaled. They are damaged goods.
You
there is no coming back for an African American that had that level of a slip up. That comes out.
No, that's not fair either, Ryan. That's not true, because if we went back and we looked at African-American historical figures that we celebrate today, they're not going to 100% pass our virtue test of today, whether or not it's on gay rights or whatever it may be. We can look back at everyone. And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go historical figure for historical figure, but we could. And the point is, what are we going to define people by? And I thought you were getting at this. The important thing to focus on is how we treat each other today. That's
true.
Like, at an individual level, how are you viewing people who look?
To clarify real quick, I would just say some wrongs are a lot bigger than others.
That's true.
You feel me?
No, that's fair.
So, like,
let's say
there's a major corporation like Nike, and the entire board of Nike's board is, and I'm just throwing out a number. I don't know. I'm not saying, and it's all Caucasian. It's all white. That are making every decision in Nike, and I'm not saying that it is or isn't, and I doubt that when it comes to Nike is. I'm not going to look at Nike and go, man, we need to boycott Nike because they got an all-white board who's making all the decisions. No, it's like, okay, let's change and move forward. That's not a big enough offense, but if you were literally a part of racism, you are literally doing these things and you haven't come out and make a statement that you were on one side or the other, I mean, heck, look at Drew Brees as an example. Drew Brees' statement, and Will, I'm not 100% where you stand on that. Drew Brees is an amazing guy. He's donated so much money to Katrina causes and anything that goes on, one of the biggest hearts of anybody. But Drew Brees made a statement that was completely insensitive to the times, and he got a reminder that this is no longer 2011. These things will not be brushed under the rug,
yeah,
and
I
it's time
that.
For a deeper level of empathy.
Yeah, I hated that. Because that reinforced to me that what we are seeing today happen in society is more about what you project than what you do, what you say you are rather than who you are. Drew Brees is a man of action who's done more to help people.
Absolutely.
And I mean, look, Ryan, I know you're a man of faith and I know you're a man of principle. Aren't we supposed to judge each other by our actions and not our words?
When it came to Drew Brees, it was a matter of responsibility. The same way we hold LeBron responsible to be an upstanding citizen, the same way that we were holding Drew Brees to a higher level, and I agree. And I don't think Drew Brees' jersey should be burned and all that. But the insensitivity that he came out with at that time, because he wasn't thinking of empathy, and his actions have shown as a true leader, he apologized, he spoke with his teammates. I believe that spoke more volumes now. That Drew Brees said, I understand now.
That's not the public perception of him right now. It's not. I don't think he should have apologized, to be honest. I don't think he did anything wrong. I think his life is enough evidence for all of us. Hey, will you hang out one more segment?
Oh, you know it, brother.
Okay, because I also want to talk about the NBA. Let's hang out with Ryan Hollins one more here on The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is Will Cain.
What's up, Eric?
Usually I don't agree with you, but you're making great points today.
How are you finding yourself disagreeing with me 99% of the time?
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just how you are.
Can't get enough Will Cain? Don't worry. More coming up.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
All right, I see the phone lines are lit up with some more movies from 2010 to now. Your best sports movies. I'll be getting to those in just a moment here on The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. Still hanging out with former NBA player and co-host of the Opinionated Seven Footers podcast. It's Ryan Hollins. All right, man. So let's talk about the NBA for a minute. I talked about this earlier, Ryan. If the reports are true that there is a faction of players, some players, who might not want to come back to play for this 2020 abbreviated season in playoffs for whatever reason, coronavirus concerns, the nature of the bubble, the fact that there's protests going on and they want to do something or contribute something beyond basketball. I got to wonder if that's going to do real damage to the league in the long term. By the way, the same thing applies to Major League Baseball. If they can't come back in 2020 because they're going to fight over money, I just got to wonder if fans are going to look up at some, at this really important moment in time, meaning not many people have been able to work for the last 3 months. We've been starving for sports and say, hey, I guess I don't know if these players are in on this sport as much as I am. Like, they're not as fanatically devoted as I am. I just wonder if that's going to create real cynicism for the sport going forward.
Let me tell you something, Will. The fact that a couple of these players don't want to play or they're not on the same page or accord is absolutely demonstrative, and it couldn't be the worst thing for the league right now. Now I will address it. I've talked to a number of guys. Obviously, I played 10 years in the association, and there was nothing ideal about this. Being at home where you can't work out, this is a time where a couple of guys would be on vacation. If there's only what we would say, Will, four realistic, maybe five realistic teams that feel like they have a shot at a title. In our minds, more like two, maybe three, if we're pushing it. Guys feel the need to be a part of the Black Lives Matters movement. It believes that basketball is just a game. There's much bigger matters at hand right now.
I thought first you were saying it's a really big deal if they don't, like it would be bad if they don't. Now, what are you saying?
Listen, I'm giving you the reality of why. And it would be absolutely horrible if guys didn't play, because we have to take a look at the business of basketball and the economics. For one, you've got to finish out your contract. For two, players like when they get money and they get paid. And in fact, players want to have bigger contracts, which are going to shrink if we don't have the same revenue and sponsorship coming into the league. We all get a piece of that pie. Well, excuse me, not me anymore, but the players all get a piece of that pie. At three, it would muddy things up going into next year, because if you're looking at the NFL, they're going to start on time. They're not taking any games off. And I want to give a public service announcement to any of my players who are our guys, my fellow brothers who are thinking and considering of not playing basketball. I understand we're living in a time where we feel like we can make a real change in social justice and equality and all that. But might I add that if you want to go forth and you want to make real change and you really want to make a statement, go and play. Your platform is no bigger than when you're in the NBA playing basketball. Take advantage of this opportunity. If you want to get together with your team and your people and put a PR campaign and donate, you know, for every bucket that you score to a equality or the Black Lives Matter movement and bring awareness, you've got to play basketball to bring it about. There's been no greater of a martyr to that movement than Colin Kaepernick. And the one thing I do value and credit Kaepernick with, and things got a little sketchy towards the end, Will, and we talked about that, is that he's always pushed to say that he wanted to play football. Now, whether we believe that or not, he's been working out, so to speak, and he's always pushed to say, I want to get back on a team and in a roster. So please take advantage of this opportunity. Sometimes we got to cowboy up, guys. And I know the spoiled life of an NBA player, because that last year where I had to go and play overseas and leave my family and wasn't in ideal situations, it was similar to living in a bubble. But those are the things that we have to do, to put money on the plate for our friends and families. Now, the one thing as a player, I know it's nothing more than a conversation. I get it. Chris Paul, Giannis Antetokounmpo, LeBron James, James Harden, and those guys, excuse me, James Harden may have been left off. I don't know if Chris Paul made that call, but those guys were called to have a meeting, and apparently the rest of the league wasn't consulted. So these are nothing but conversations. And I think back to a time with Adam Silver where when I played with the Clippers and we had the Sterling saga come on, and we were approached with a lot of people telling us, don't play, don't be a part of that, make a stand, be a part of history. I've never played a day in the NBA for Donald Sterling. Our guys knew it was bigger than that, but we made our statement as we played. Guys, if you want to kneel for the national anthem and you want your voices to be heard, find a way to go about it. But do not lose this window where you can go and play and participate in the National Basketball Association.
Where'd you play that last year overseas?
I was in Spain and Italy. And you know, it's funny, Will, they talk about the racism that we have going on here in America, or have had, that we're trying to get rid of. Racism has nothing on nationalism. They're still on that, like, three players to a team can go in the game at the same time. And if you're not Spanish, you guys can't all play at the same time. Only a certain number can dress out.
Did you wonder sometimes when you were like, why am I being subbed out? It's because there's
we couldn't outshine. The whole point was for the Spanish players to shine and we were to be second. I was pulled over by an officer just walking down the street just because I was African American. Listen, racism goes a lot farther than America, and over there they'll just tell you straight up to your face because you're black or you're not Spanish or whatever. So
no, we talked about that this week, Ryan. Like, people like to pretend racism was an American invention or that it's exclusively a black white issue. It's neither of those things. I agree with you, by the way. I think it could I'm going to have to go to commercial break in a second, but this is what I think really, I just think that I think the basic business model of sports is that fans are passionately connected to a team and then to a secondary extent to a sport. And if they feel like the players don't reciprocate that passion, then it's like, it's going to ballet. It's like, I could or I couldn't. You know, might be a nice night out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you don't, that's been the biggest frustration for the league. Load management. And load management happened much before Kawhi Leonard. He didn't pioneer load management. San Antonio Spurs were doing it. And I remember playing with veterans that would take nights off. It was just the responsible thing to do. And I know guys make millions of dollars, but the level of competition has been in question in the NBA. And our sport is absolutely amazing. It's a battle of nutrition. I understand the other end of a player. But, yeah, if a player's motive isn't there, not going to play as hard. And I think the NBA has taken lemons and made lemonade. They said, heck, guys, if you're coming, there will be play-in games and you'll have an opportunity to compete for a championship. That's all guys like Damian Lillard stood up and wanted and asked for. So the NBA is addressing the competition level. We just need all the players to be on the same page because when it's time to get paid, they want to demand those big contracts, which aren't going to be as big because we've lost a lot of money.
The podcast is Opinionated Seven Footers. Go check it out. Buddy, it's good to talk to you again.
My man, we'll talk soon, Will. Good stuff, my man.
We will. Ryan Hollins here on the Will Cain Show. All right, coming up, is the league afraid of Gronk and Brady anymore? Plus, your calls on which of these movies we need to get up on the big board, sports movies since 2010. That's coming up on the Will Cain Show.
This is Will Cain.
If you want a show that only tells you what you already believe, this is not the show for you. If you want a show to reinforce what you think you know, this is not the show for you.
More from Will Cain coming up.
Napa Know-How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Michael Collins, ESPN's golf reporter and host of Maddie and the Caddy podcast, is going to join us in just a minute here on the Will Cain Show. He's listening to our conversation with Ryan Hollins. Plus, by the way, golf is back. So Michael Collins and I have a lot to talk about. That's coming up in just a moment here on the Will Cain Show. But I wanted to get to a few of your calls. I've asked to help us set out the big board of best sports movies since 2010. I'm going to run through a couple of these quick, guys. So give it to me quickly. What needs to get up on our big board? Jeff in Tennessee, what need we put up there?
What's up, Will? I just want to say I appreciate you. I know that. Here's the deal. You make people think, and I love you for that. The movie is The Miracle Season. It's about a high school team in the state of Iowa, and if you watch it, I guarantee it's in your top 10.
All right, never seen it. Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for the thoughts. TJ in Alabama. What's up, TJ?
Hey, man. Long-time listener, man. First time calling in during this pandemic, man. The movie's Trouble with the Curve with Clint Eastwood. He plays Gus Lobel, a baseball scout that's starting to age. Mm-hmm. And the upper management starts to question his ability to scout talent. It's a pretty good movie, man.
What year is Trouble with the Curve after 2010, guys? Does it make the cut?
Yeah, it's 2012.
All right, nice, TJ. Nice doing your homework there on that. Cody from New Mexico, what's up? You're on the Will Cain Show.
Hey, Will. Enjoy the show. I've been teaching and coaching middle school the last 2 years and always got to catch your show during my prep, and I'll miss that for sure. But I'm a huge Dodgers fan, and so I got to go with 42.
All right, 42. I've seen it. That's a good movie. I'm nervous to take P.I. because it's never short, but he's got a couple things here to say. What's up, P.I.?
What's going on, Will? I'm going to keep it short today. Somebody just stole 42. So if you want to laugh a little bit, I would say Uncle Drew. It's not a great movie, but it's a good movie. A lot
I
of
never
saw
it. Uncle Drew. Is that worth seeing, Uncle Drew?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Probably don't put it on top five, but it's something to watch.
All right.
Yeah, man, who taught you how to drive? I didn't know people said 10 and 1. I thought you put your hands at 10 and 2. You need to fix that before you start putting your hands at 10
and 2.
You're
that's
right, probably why you couldn't get it for the
Well, that's when I get my lean on, you know, because I slide that one hand up to one,
I was
and
like,
then I lean
that's
on the
aggressive driving that he's doing. Like, he's doing some aggressive.
That's what I do,
P.I.
That's what you need to do. Get that at 10-1, you won't get pulled over like you did when you were on air with us. If one of us gets a criticism, it's you, all right? Yeah, I've got a clean record right now.
At least I had you on my background. Get me out of that.
I'm here for you. See you, man. One more, and I shouldn't take it because this is just going to ruin everything. Bubba, this is going to ruin everything. Billy from Florida is going to give Pat his pick. Go ahead, Billy.
I don't know how he didn't win an Oscar for this, but The Tooth Fairy, I mean, one of Rock's best movies.
Yes!
Minor league hockey player. I mean,
please, God,
you're
no.
welcome.
Yes.
Well,
Pat,
okay, I'm
not going to. You're not going to do
Tooth
that,
Fairy.
Pat, right?
I love The Rock. It's either that or fighting with my family. Let's go, The Rock.
No. Thanks, Billy. I really appreciate that suggestion.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll be drafting a little bit later on the Wilkins Show. Michael Collins is on the phone lines. What's up, Mike?
I mean, Tooth Fairy.
But our boy, Mike, the backstory is our boy Pat drafts a Rock movie almost every weekend. And, like, we can't pick a category where he doesn't find a Rock-starred vehicle in it. I mean,
the fact that you had to dig that deep, too, to get that former hockey player. That makes it a sports movie. And that was awesome. That was pretty awesome. I'm doing all right. I am bouncing off the walls excited because golf is back. I was loving listening to the early conversation kind of about basketball and fans, and would fans come back if certain basketball players weren't playing.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought is this. Think about what the numbers are saying about what golf is doing as the sport, that the only one that's on right now.
Right.
So there's three sports that are going on. Four sports. I mean, I don't really count horse racing a whole bunch because it's so sporadic and you don't get to see. It's not on regular television every weekend. So we got MMA, UFC, right? MMA, UFC. We got NASCAR and we got golf. Now, those are three completely different crowds in normal situations. But everybody who's ever just enjoyed a sport is now turning it on because I just want to see something. Show me something. So when people say things like, you know, if so-and-so doesn't play for my team, I ain't watching. Nah, stop it. You're lying. It's not true. It's the same people that say, if I see this, because you said that, I'm never going to listen to ESPN again. Oh, shut up. You're a liar.
And Mike, I disagree. I disagree with all of it. Okay.
People to say, I'm never going to another NFL game because they said that. Be like, okay, well, number one, you probably never went to a game before. My dad paid for tickets when I was six. Shut up.
Okay, hold on. We're about to hit the break here. Here's the deal. I disagree with almost everything you just said, and you and I are going to hang out together probably for a good half hour and break all that down, plus everything going on in this country. He listened to our conversation with Ryan Hollins. More good, real, fun conversation coming up with Michael Collins on The Will Cain Show.
Thank you for listening to The Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to The Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.